Lecture topic, do everything with perfection.
The purpose to have this majlis today, because we are a few days before Ramadan, and I felt that this majlis of Hazrat Wala, Mullah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he spoke on Sayyid Kamil. In other words, this is so important that whatever you strive for, you must be perfection in whatever you do. You must have this quality in you that whatever you do, you must do it with perfection. Namaz also. For anything that you do, in the worldly matters, people take a lot of pride in doing it at its best. But otherwise, sometimes you don't even achieve anything from it. But this is something for the hereafter, which is everlasting. So if it's everlasting, then everything must be with perfection. So Allah Ta'ala was just Sayyid Kamil. Sayyid Kamil is something whosoever desire. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَلَى سَعْيَهَا The Quran it is. وَوَ مُؤْمِن First of all, a mu'min Allah Ta'ala addressing, not talking to anyone else. You can eat all the namaz you want to make, all the ibadah. If you're not a mu'min, that ibadah has no benefit at all. So whosoever desires the hereafter and strive for it at all, the necessary effort due to it, the necessary effort to do to it, then that is now that total obedience to Allah Ta'ala. What is necessary is very important to due to it, the effort that is wanted and called for. Has to be there. The effort to do it, it must be called. Then that kind of strive will be appreciated and rewarded. That kind of reason. So first of all, Allah Ta'ala made it clear. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرُ وَسَعَسَعَلَىٰ That when you have made an intention to go forward, then you do it in this manner with total, you know, you do it with that manner that you may be appreciated, that Allah Ta'ala must appreciate it. Then only Allah Ta'ala rewards you for it. So that means that at all times, one has to be very, very careful, like you read namaz to. Don't jizz it haphazardly. If you read haphazardly, that means it's just a habit that you made. You must think that this is your last namaz. So if you think that your last namaz, it's obvious how will you read it. So every action of that kind, everything must be Now strive is something not only on this one thing. Strive is something to keep away from sins. Abstain from sins which you strive to abstain from sins, all kinds of sins. That strive, that is what we call strive. To keep away from, abstain from all kinds of sins. For example, I tell you, if a person got a bad habit, very bad habit, whatever bad habit he's got, whether it's drugs, womanizing, fornication, whatever you can call it. Now he says, I want to stop it. To say that is not sufficient. It's very easy to say, you know, I want to stop this. It's very easy to say, that is not sufficient. That's what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Hazrat is saying, Sayyid Kamil is this man that you strive for perfection. I will not go back to it. I will not do it again. If you're doing business of any kind, you got usually you're doing interest. Now you drown in interest. Now you must come out of it. Just say, no, I'm so sorry, I'm just doing it. I don't know how to come out of it. That is not sufficient. You just merely say, I'm going to come out of it means nothing. Allah Ta'ala looks at your intentions. Many people, you know, in Josh, they say, you know, when they hear a talk, a business, a lecture, on anything, they be carried away for that few seconds. You call it temporary enthusiasms. Just for the time being. Thereafter, then go back, the joy is gone too. That is not wanted. You have to be very, very strong to say, I'm not going to go back to it. Then all you can say, committing sins, just to say I'm going to keep away from sins is not everything. You have to say, I'm not going to commit it again. A commitment with Allah. A commitment to Allah Ta'ala, that's very important. Otherwise, just mocking yourself. So this is what Allah Ta'ala said. And Hazrat is trying to say now, Sayyid Kamil, all kinds of attempt and effort to achieve one's goal. all kind of attempt, every kind of attempt you're making, and effort also. The effort is Allah Ta'ala looking at your effort. No one else can look at your effort. You must not look at the outcome of it, you must look at your effort. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala decides you where He takes you to. But He knows that you're making some effort at least. You must understand you make effort, because that's between you and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You don't have to show anyone else. When you make tawbah and say, Allah Ta'ala, I'm not committing those sins again. Alhamdulillah, but the effort is with you, Ya Allah, I don't want to commit this. I don't wish to commit. Why did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you commit a sin, do one good act? When you do the good act, the evil act is forgotten. You understand? So likewise here too, the effort has to be made, the attempt has to be made that you're not going to commit the sin. So no one knows that between you and Allah Ta'ala. So it's so important. In other words, try your very best to, at his best. That has said, that one is the first thing that you make an effort. It has to be baligh. As he says, baligh. Baligh, to exert oneself at its best. To exert oneself at its best. That's baligh. Urdu mein, baligh means to exert oneself at its best. Now you must know something, that if I was committing a guna, if I'm trying to, now if I want to leave that sin, you don't have to tell anyone, it's between you and Allah Ta'ala. But exert yourself, I don't want to commit the sin again. Allah forbid, if you commit the sin, you must get hurt. There may be some kind of hurt in your heart, why I committed the sin. There's some remorse, why I committed the sin. I don't know why I committed. You must be hurt. Some kind of effort must be made. I committed the sin, I'm not going to eat today. I missed my takbir ula, I must meet up. I must not. Everything that you do is when you exert yourself to prove your exertion is what? Is to do something to reprimand yourself. But don't do on your own to reprimand. Your sheikh must tell you. Because if you want to do something, you can do enough to tell you a lot of things to do. In this road to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing is to your nafs must be far from you. Must be far from you. That who said? Imam Ghazali Rahman. Your nafs will tell you a lot of things, you're doing the right thing. But you tell your sheikh, say the wrong thing. Like Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, his ustad told him, itne zyada mithane ke kya zarurat hai? Why have you lowered yourself so much? That is, his ustad telling him, the sheikh told him, abhi aur mithana chahiye. Abhi aur mithana chahiye. You still have to lower your down so much still. So what you have to do is, you have to follow your sheikh what he says. Whether you like it or not. Just to tell you something, that this how it is, that once you do something, you must be able to do that in the right way. The perseverance, in other words, persistent in doing good things despite difficulty or delay. No matter how much of difficulties you go through, but you will not look at the difficulties. Remember one thing, you know, when a person writes an examination and he wants something, he wants to become something. I promise you, he forgets his food too. He forgets his sleep too. Because he wants to become what he wants to become. He sacrifices everything. That is the then day after he does not win to. But look at the sacrifice he makes. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala sacrifice, yeah, that is for everlasting. You are not prepared to even go through some kind of difficulties and hardship. You have to go through all kind of difficulties to harness him. You know, if you learn one kitab, just to read the kitab is very easy. To understand it is something else. So when you understand it, you begin to read that thing. You know, whole night you go through. That is your real ustad or something. You want to really read that. Just to show you how much of perseverance and hard way you have to go through to achieve these things, which is very, very important, then only you'll achieve it. You know, no matter that if you're successful or not, but you will continue doing that. A man in business, all the same thing too. He will work very hard. You look at all the mistakes that he made, he won't make mistakes again. So in the worldly matters, you do the same thing. So likewise, in the matter of Allah Ta'ala, I committed these sins now. My relationship, I'm only talking to those people, Hazrat, you say, main un logon se baatein karo jo talib sadiq ho. You get all types of people sitting in the majlis. He says, I'm talking to those people, talib sadiq. Talib sadiq is a true seeker, an honest seeker. very sincere seeker. He wants to put himself right. Not that he's just coming to sit down here with what intention only Allah knows. We are not here to look at people's intentions. But all types of people come. Hazrat Jesus tells us, they say, a person comes here because maybe he wants to convince other people I'm sitting in this company. Another person will come because maybe he got some other motive behind. Your only motive must be, I want to become closer to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. Now, if you want to become closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then this is what you have to do. Is this what you give yourself completely? You must be, give yourself completely. Now, when you're going to achieve, be successful, we don't know about that. But Allah Ta'ala knows everything. He knows how much of sincerity you got in you. In the end, Allah forbid, not, you may think you've not been successful, but in the eyes of Allah, you've been very successful. You may think you have reached nowhere, but you have reached very high somewhere. Allah Ta'ala knows. But your sincerity is important. For example, I tell you, see, drug is the most dangerous thing today. Drug danger. That is the most important thing for a person to leave out. And it's a very difficult thing to do. You know, I was in the Quran, I was thinking, one person saying to me that, you know what, how do you make out a person who take these drugs and all? So I was saying, yes, aluna khamri wal maisir. Wulfima ithun kabir wa manafi ulin nas. That manafi means benefit. What benefit? So then I came to a thing that Tanvir Rahman mentioned. The benefit means that he will benefit people a lot. Big hearted be. He'll be so big hearted with people, but not with his family. Not with his family. And I noticed people who will do a lot of things for the other people, with others, but with the family he won't give ice in winter to. Sorry to say that. But he won't give ice in winter. But that's the meaning of it this month, that if he's taking drugs. He's taking drugs. Because he'll never give his family. He'll give charity. He'll charity to the world he gives. But charity begins at home. He won't give charity at home. He'll never give that charity. And his anger is always the family. He'll never get angry with people. This is what you call. Then I said, this is how Allah Ta'ala wants to look at the judgment. So Allah must save us from that. It's very important. The drugs are very dangerous. You can't make it out to. You cannot make it out. So Sayyid Kamil has been saying, so very important this birthday. In every must. It must be like control. The most important thing here, what I'm talking about, control of our nafs. Control of nafs. That is the most important thing. Another thing I'm telling you that Hazrat says, now that you must strive, you must strive. That means 24 hours you have to strive. In everything, you are very, very busy in your business. So busy you are roaring business. You're forgetting Allah gave you the business. But immediately your nafs tell you, don't go to the masjid. Now that is what you call strive, not to follow your nafs, but to go to masjid. Then you know that Allah has given it. This is something many people not understand. The moment you want to know how your, what your relationship with Allah Ta'ala is, how good it is a time when you are tested, that you're getting all the good things coming from all sides to you, and then the Allah's call comes. There at that occasion, did you leave your business and go to Allah or not? To show Allah Ta'ala how thankful you are to Him, grateful. This is what you call. Secondly, this much, if you are sick, you are very sick. Allah must not make anyone sick. But very sick. And it so happened time because Salah came. No matter what it is, that is what the meaning of one arad al-akhir was. That the difficulties that you may go through, with all the difficulties, overlook it, just to fulfill Allah's command. Allah Ta'ala will look physically also, in every way, when you are faced with any situation, you will make sure that you will, you know, exert yourself to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala, but you won't go against the command. In others, you have to conquer your nafs. You must overpower your nafs. But yeah, that nafs conquer you. It overpowers you. So if you want to come to know how close you are to Allah Ta'ala, is the time when you're going some difficulties of any kind. You know, yeah, you got one small headache, you forgot namaz too. But if Allah forgets that, what will be our position? So that's why I'm saying, it's so important, this part. Sa'yaha wa wa mu'minu. The Hazri says, one is that Allah Ta'ala is so happy that you have first of all put your, the first condition, when he says, Baligh, Hazri said, yeah, very nicely, he said, Tartib ke saath. ये तरतीब के साथ होनी चाहिए. फर्स्ट थिंग इज तरतीब, एवरीथिंग इज तरतीब. व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट तरतीब? ईमान यू मस्ट हैव इन यू. कुफर एंड शिर्क यू मस्ट नॉट हैव इन यू. बिफोर यू स्टार्ट एनीथिंग यू मस्ट हैव ईमान विद यू. नो कुफर एंड शिर्क. ही इज गिविंग अस ऑर्डर हाउ अ पर्सन शुड लिव द लाइफ. यू कैन डू इट गोइंग अगेन ईमान कुफर एंड शिर्क. जिहाद एंड नफ्स तर्क शिर्क कुफर होकर मोमिन हुआ. मोमिन हु इज बेस्ट मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट. You leave out kufr and shirk, everything. I'm using Hazrat's word. Uske baad talib akhirat hokar sahi ka hukum hua hai. Day after that, now is the time for you to strive for the akhirat. Put your dunya right in a sense. Kufr and shirk malako. In anything you do not commit kufr, do not commit shirk in ibadat. In ibadat also you make namaz too. You're doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not you doing because I'm sick, I'm doing the namaz. Everything, if a person read namaz because he's getting sick, he goes well, then that's also shirk. Whatever kind of shirk. So all those things come into it. So once you're ibadah of that kind, then you say, jawari lisan, your qalb, then your tongue comes in, your heart comes, everything comes into you. Then in other words, everything falls in line. It's got its time, it's got its line. In a correct manner, that's why. Iman. Now a mu'min asking for, when the iman must be even more than iman now. One is iman. Now to improve on the iman, that is called when I tap all your af'als, your actions. How is your action according to Allah's condition? So one is iman, you brought iman Allah Ta'ala. That iman is not sufficient. More than that, we want a perfect iman. The perfect iman is whatever Allah commanded us to do, we must do those things according to Allah Ta'ala's command. Allah Ta'ala said, no doubt. You abide to all my conditions. I can see that you abide to all my conditions, that no matter how much difficulties you're going through, no matter how much of pain you went through, you know, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he went to toilet. And even in the last days of his, when he came out of toilet, it so happened that he just came out of toilet and he's carrying the badni, the jug, and he just fell down unconscious. He somehow dragged himself and he went to bed. But the moment he was in bed, he realized that, you know, that jug fell down, man. Someone had to go to toilet. What would be the position? Now look at it, where his mind went to. You and I, let it lie. Nothing to worry about. What happened to the next person? Goodbye. Now I'm being very open. Let us be open. This is what you call, you know, the concern. Okay, I must not cause any harm to next person, any difficulty in any way. You know, every day I see the people, you know, when they walk with the sandals, patak, one way on the floor they throw. What a big noise they make. I say, what the noise for? Put it down nicely, slowly. That also insanity. So just try to tell you what people are. You go see outside, we got a nice place for keeping our shoes here. You go see all the shoes are lying down on the floor there. Tell me, where's that? Causing inconvenience. These are all things. Go see outside the car parks. This is what you call, this is what we are talking about. Go and see what the cars are, how the cars are parked. It'd be most disgraceful, you know, that we are parking on people's own driveways. We're causing taklif to people. You read namaz, you're making dua, yeah. That man making badwa for you. So what I'm trying to say to you, that everything of ours is not straight. We have to learn to become this woman, arad al-akhir wa sa'a sa'aya. Strive in putting things, everything right. Do not cause harm to anyone. Your ibadat, to make sure it's in perfection. In other words, try to perfect your iman. Perfect your iman. So then when you come to this part, I say, no, I say, koshish kafi nahi. بلکہ کامل کوشش کی ضرورت ہے. کامل کوشش, حضرت is saying this, کوشش کا نہیں, effort is not sufficient. Perfect کوشش, a man works. You know something, when a person works and goes to the shop, when he's working, he works very hard to the heart. All his effort is taken because I want to make money. He works so hard, that money Allah gives, you know. But more than that is this, but I work, must work towards running to Allah Ta'ala. I must work hard. Wow, nicely he said, kamil koshish ki zarurat hai, nukta na koshish batar be sahi جو کہ مومن کے ایمان کا تقاضا ہے. دا ایمان آف مومن ایمان آس فور دیٹ کائنڈ آف ایفرٹ. یو مسٹ میک این ایفرٹ آف دیٹ کائنڈ. اف یو ڈونٹ میک دیٹ ایفرٹ آف دیٹ کائنڈ دین واٹ از. وائی ڈیڈ یو کم لیٹ ٹو دا مسجد دیٹ یو مس مس تکبیر اولا؟ وائی ڈیڈ یو میک کوشش ٹو کم بیفور ٹائم؟ فور واٹ ڈیڈ ناٹ کم بیفور ٹائم؟ یو کین گو ٹو سی دا لائر آن ٹائم بیفور ٹائم یو سیٹ آن دا آفس دیر. But you can't come to court. Allah Ta'ala's court to come before time to sit down. So just imagine you and I are of that kind. That we are of that kind. That you don't make effort for the hereafter. But for the dunya we make all kinds of it. If a person makes total effort of all kinds, Allah Ta'ala says, you know, to bring your attraction to perfection, then why? When Allah Ta'ala says, then you have brought your action to perfection, then why should I not perfect you too? When you have brought your action to perfection, Allah, remember one thing. You can hide from people, but you cannot. A man works hard to pay to his debts. You know, debts. He got effect to pay his debts. Allah gave him a lot of barakah. Because he's going out of his worried. Every day he's worried. He puts his expenses down. He saves money to make sure I must pay my debts. That kind of Allah, Allah gave him a lot of barakah. Because he's making effort. But if a person does not make any effort at all, and he's got the money, don't pay debts, and he goes to Umrah, and he goes to all kinds of holidays, and he made that for a cry, then what will Allah happen? The effort is not there. And then you say you need namaz, you need zikr, but you can do all those things. You do not know what is the right thing to do. Your akhlaq now, if you look at your akhlaq, your character is that do not hurt anyone perfect. How many of us, the most important thing, this part, you got anger in you. Now anger is the worst quality. If you have to fight it. For example, I tell you, you got some old stories of yours. You know old stories? Someone did to you. Now that you're carrying it all the time. You do not know you're causing harm to yourself. It is becoming a barrier between you and Allah Ta'ala. You don't understand that love of Allah Ta'ala is not in your heart anymore. The enjoyment, ibadah is not anymore, because why? You are carrying that baggage, whatever happened to you. But look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi said, whatever happened to you, you must look at what I went through. It will make it easy for you. A person, no matter what difficulties he went, it cannot be compared to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a great remedy that if you go through any difficulties, think of the difficulties of my difficulties. It will remove your thing. But we are like that will carry it all the time. Ladies are more, but I see men are becoming like ladies too. Sorry to say, but I have to say it. But that is not that. Our hearts must be clean. It must be so clean that whatever has happened, has happened. Now nothing must affect us. The only thing must affect us, we committed a sin. The biggest thing is now nothing must affect you. The only thing must commit that, it mustn't commit a sin. So Allah Ta'ala says, Koshish be tariqa sahih. It's sahi koshish, the correct way to make effort, not the incorrect way. Don't go and say, you know, let me go and steal some money and give charity. That is now, a lot of people say, let me come and steal from this fellow here. No, I'm going to give charity. That's not sahi koshish. That's not correct. In many other ways too, a lot of other things too, you know. So what I'm trying to say to you is very important that my husband is, the Ramadan Allah Ta'ala gave us this month. This month is, you don't know how valuable this month is. We don't know whether we'll get it again. We'll get this month again. Whatever koshish you can do in this month, everything you can do of. I got a bad habit of telling lies. Let me put myself right. I got a bad habit of backbiting. I must make koshish of not doing it. You see, if you're not going to do it on yourself, no one can tell you. And this is something you don't have to go and take to speak to everyone else. Yeah, you speak to your sheikh, he can guide you. But you try to make the effort. I got a habit of stealing lies. I got a habit of talking to people, bad to our people. Now these are things in the month of Ramadan, if you're doing those things, what will happen to your fast? Backbiting, telling lies, keep jealousy in your heart. These kind of things you have to make effort to put yourself right. A koshish all the time. Who cause harm to us, we must be good to them. That is the qualities of that. Work towards that. No matter how much Quran you read, no matter how much zikr you make, but you don't have those things in your heart, you harbor things, it will not help you. It will harm you. It washes away all the things. This is very important, this thing here. Then when a person works very hard, as he says, they say Allah Ta'ala's wada, that is wada Allah Ta'ala. When a person works very hard to put himself right in every way, then Allah Ta'ala's wada is promising that. He says, you have made so much of qadr me, why should I not make qadr of you? Allah Ta'ala, ulaika kana sa'yun mashkura. In other words, when you have done so much effort, tried level best to put yourself right, being obedient to me, obedient to Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your life is like Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Ta'ala says that, ulaika kana sa'yun mashkura. Then you are a person of that kind, that I appreciate everything that you're doing, and I reward you too. Live with the appreciate reward too. But this is what is very important. Yada, فَوْلَاِكَ كَانَ سَعِيمٌ. Yani, yehi wo mu'min, jin ki sa'i ki mere yaha, badi qadr hai. Jin ki sa'i, badi qadr hai. Just imagine what Allah Ta'ala says. Your effort that you're doing, you know, Allah Ta'ala says, is I really appreciate it. And if Allah Ta'ala appreciate what it's, and what's the means of appreciate it? Shukr. 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 And remember, what is shukr? Not drinking cold water, it's alhamdulillah. Shukr means this much, the time when you make alhamdulillah, you have Allah Ta'ala's quality in you, ya Allah, you know. You have Allah, that you know, you are subhanallah. They don't say alhamdulillah, subhan. Oh, ya Allah, you're free from all defects. You are the greatest. You begin to praise Allah Ta'ala. You eat food too, you don't know, say alhamdulillah. You Allah, you're so great. Thank you for what you have given me food. You talk to Allah Ta'ala. There's a kind of, you know, different relationship. That is what you call making shukr to Allah subhanallah. That quality comes into you when you begin to change yourself. And Allah has given us this month of Ramadan to become more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. And not only for the month of Ramadan, you must cry and say, ya Allah, it must be right till I live in this world. Then you see, inshallah Ta'ala. So today's majlis is so important. Perfect ourselves. Perfect ourselves. Perfect in every way. In every way. Then you see how much of perfection come into our lives. And that perfect, because one is Iman, and one is Kamil Iman. Kamil Iman is Baghir Hisab Jannat Naseeb Kare. Allah Ta'ala Hum Sabko Baghir Hisab Jannat Naseeb Farma. Wa Akhir Da'wana Alhamdulillah. Allahumma Salli Ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasana Wa Fi Al-Akhirah Hasana Wa Qina Adhaban Nar. Allahumma Nas'aluka Ridhaka Wal Jannah Wa Na'udhu Bika Min Sakhatik. اللهم ربنا وفقنا ما تحب ترضى من القول والعمل والفعل انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ثبتنا للايمان وامتنا للايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي عليه فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.